And Warwick Hadfield is back with some more sports news. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Fran.
In the AFL, the season is over for the sinning saint, Nathan Brown.
Yeah, Fran. Look, he was sent straight to the tribunal and the St Kilda player was suspended for 3 games for his bump that knocked out Essendon's Adam Shard. So, Shard, that is. Not only is the season over, he's going to miss a game next year. And the season's also over for Melbourne's Jesse Hogan. A foot injury, a whack to the club's finals aspirations. Like Hogan, the Demons are limping along in 7th at the moment. And looking at an early departure from the finals, which won't leave some of the people running ski slopes who might have been missing some of their regular customers all that off-piste, Fran.
Indeed. In Super Netball, one of the Giants Foundation players set to leave the club at the end of the season, which could be this weekend if they lose the preliminary final.
Yeah, look, Serena Guthrie, the Commonwealth Games gold medalist from England, she's confirmed she's going home, and no doubt she wants to take another prize from this country in addition to a Commonwealth Games gold medal, and that's a grand final victory. She was part of the Giants side that lost the grand final to the Lightning last year, and she'll be hoping for a bit of that dish best surf cold this weekend against the same team in the prelim. And then on for another tilt at that title. I guess that's the perfect way to go out. And the Giants players are said to be absolutely rip-roaring for this encounter, while out of the West, where the Fever are feverishly preparing for the grand final. The tender ministrations to Janelle Fowler's knees seem to be going well, and it looks like she'll be fit to play. She played with it heavily bandaged when the Fever beat the Giants last weekend in the major semi-final, shooting a perfect 48 goals from 48 shots. Just imagine what she can do on two good legs, Brad.
Oh, netballer's knees. Tragic.
Yes.
I know it personally. A rugby union, we haven't talked about it much lately, but let's hope Israel Folau can keep the All Blacks guessing this weekend as much as he is keeping the Wallabies guessing about his future.
Keeping the whole rugby union fraternity. Look, he held court yesterday as part of the promotion of this weekend's Bledisloe Cup game. He gave little away. He's out of contract with the ARU soon, so there's been speculation that he could even go back to rugby league. Also talk that he could even go to Queensland and leave the Waratahs. He did hint that the chance to play in another Rugby Union World Cup was tempting. And the one thing he did confirm is that he would still be jumping for the ball, aiming for those high marks that he learned via his association with Australian Rules Football, but which of course some controversy among officials. But you've never heard of that before. Rugby union referees getting in the way of a good game of rugby, Fran.
I've never heard of that. Warwick, thank you very much. More sport tomorrow.
Good on you, Fran.
Warwick Hadfield.